Welcome to Historinums, where we retell Philippine history
one Inuman at a time.
Yes.
Lasing na.
TikTok, it's Gin O'Clock. I'm PX.
Oh my god. Okay, para ano, mamaya na. Somewhere in the world, it's cocktail hour. My name is Bern.
Somewhere in the world, it's cocktail hour, actually.
gusto kayo hindi tayo nag-usap doon sa intro na yun para pareho tayong about time.
Yeah, diba? This just means na may God out there. This just proves na may God.
Godless Longganisa would like to disagree.
Come at me. Sige, come at me. Prove me wrong.
Shout out kila Dandan. There was a challenge. Anyway, welcome to another week.
Another weekend. Since weekend tayo nag upload ng stories and hindi tayo nagre-record ng mga stories natin sa weekdays.
I know. You can drink on weekdays.
Yeah.
Or can you?
I mean, you can.
Hi. We have a very, how do I say this? Mahaba na kwento. Well, at least yung notes ko. I mean, the whole narration. Pero
I think,
pero I think kaya naman. Yeah. So, I hope they. Do we start, or should we shot? Oh wait, are we still going to do the shots?
Yeah.
Drinking game.
Yeah. Kasi let's see kung hanggang anong episode natin kayang gawin to. Pero. Last week we did my drinking game was to take a shot every time I say sports.
Okay.
So this week, gusto ko to kasi ina-explain natin yung rules ng drinking game natin. Tapos hindi pa natin ina-explain ko ano yung story mo. Pero this week,
Okay. Let me do it. ano ta? So this sa mga listeners namin, if you're listening right now and you're also drinking with us while you're listening. ang rules ng drinking. Wait, sabihin ko muna yung kwento.
Ikaw ba?
Okay. So, my story for today is gonna be about the history of the Jews in the Philippines. Hindi po juice na tang.
Yes.
Or 8 o'clock. It's JEWS. The Jewish people.
Okay. Jewish. The Jewish.
So every time I mention Jews in my story, we take a shot.
Yeah.
Shit.
I'm ready to flex my ignorance of World War II.
Oh my god, I'm taking tequila. Oh my god.
To be fair, hindi ko inask sa'yo na mag-tequila ka tonight.
It's what I found, but yeah. For context, kasi alam na ni PX to, pero yung sa mga listeners natin, kung meron man.
175 listens.
Oh, okay. Meron kaming listeners. So,
meron naman.
For context, kaya ako nagreklamo about tequila. Kasi tequila is my weakness.
So, mm-hmm. Kryptonite.
Oh my god. I mean, you could give me vodka. I could drink it all night. And then...
Flexing. Weird flex, but
I know.
Okay.
I could drink it even until the morning. Hanggang tanghali. But tequila...
It's not what you said last time na uminom tayo tapos nagbalik.
Hoy! May iba ka... May... may iba tayong ininom nun. Like beer and gin and stuff. But yeah, kung vodka alone, I could drink it until the morning. Pero tequila, fuck. God.
Yeah, gusto ko to. Gusto ko yung 5 minutes into the episode na tayo, tapos tequila pa rin yung pinag-usapan natin.
Okay, sige, let's go start. Pero, ayun nga, once, every time I mention juice, we take a shot.
Juice.
Okay? Okay? Yeah. Okay? Okay? All right. All right, now I know hindi pa to part ng kwento ha. So okay. I know it might seem that Jews and Filipinos are two peoples na very far apart, pero yeah. In my story today, we'll find out na at some point in history nagcross yung paths natin and our destinies were linked since then. Ah, gusto ko 'yan.
The fault in their stars.
So yeah, this is the history of the Jews in the Philippines, and we will.
Is that starting na?
No, hindi pa. Hindi pa.
Medyo madaya na ikaw yung nagme-make ng rules, pero sige.
Who cares? So yeah, this is the history of the Jews in the Philippines, and we will start our story in 16th century Spain.
Okay, hindi ko inexpect yun, pero all right. Okay.
Alright. So, the Spanish Inquisition in the 16th century forced many Jews.
Okay. Starting strong.
Oh, God. Okay, so it forced many of them in Spain to convert to Christianity or to flee. Okay. So, these Jewish new Christians were known as Marranos or Conversos. Conversos. Meaning a term which included converted Muslims. So, Muslims and
Jews?
People from Israel.
Which are called Jews.
Well, hindi ko yung nagsabi. So, hindi ako yung nagsabi.
Yun ba yung
so,
rules? Kailangan ba ikaw yung nagsasabi?
Yeah.
Sige, fine.
Kailangan yung nagkukwento yung nagsasabi. Anyway.
Fine.
So, yeah, Muslims and people from Israel.
Okay.
Sila yung tinatawag na Marranos or Conversos. Uh-huh. Meaning converted. Okay. So, Sephardi Jews.
Oh.
Shut. Wait lang. Okay. Make it two.
Kasi, well, I'll say fine.
So, dadoblahin ko na yung shot.
Oh, inubos ko na yung nasa akin, okay. So.
Okay, wait lang. Okay, wait.
Okay.
Ito yung sentence, ha?
Ilalagay ko yung elevator music habang naghihintay tayo na magsalita.
No, ito na. Sephardi Jews are those Jews coming from the Iberian Peninsula and settled in the Philippines, particularly in northern Samar. Some called crypto-Jews.
Part na ba yan? Ha?
Sige, palagpasin na natin pa. Crypto-Jews observed their Jewish rites in secret. The Inquisition investigated and persecuted many of the conversos, accusing them of practicing in secret, some without substantial basis. So it's kind of like a witch hunt for Jewish people that time.
Yeah.
No. Thus, okay, palagpasin din natin tong isang to, ha? Kasi napapagod ako mag-pour ng shot.
But outdoor one, yung mga listeners natin, wag mo kasi sabihin na hindi ka nagsashot. Dapat sinasabi mo na nagsashot ka para hindi sila, ano?
I wanna be honest. We're taking shots every time I say juice. Okay. So, ito yung part na ito palagpasin natin. So, thus, many of the original Jews and Marranos fled to the new Spanish colonies. Including the Philippines. Many of the original Jews and Marranos fled to the new Spanish colonies, including the Philippines. two new Christian brothers, Jorge and Domingo Rodriguez, arrived in the Spanish Philippines in the 1590s. By 1593, both were tried and convicted at an auto de fe in Mexico City because the Inquisition did not have an independent tribunal in the Philippines. So, the Inquisition imprisoned the Rodriguez brothers, subsequently tried and convicted at least eight other new Christians from the Philippines. Such was the precarious status of Jewish settlers in the Philippines. Jewish presence during the subsequent centuries of Spanish colonization remained small and unorganized. Spanish Christianized laws would not have permitted the presence of an organized Jewish community. So parang individual lang sila, or they don't have a group talaga dito sa Philippines that time.
Kasi hindi pwede.
Yeah, because they were persecuted.
This is sounding familiar.
We're gonna get there. But okay, the first permanent settlement of Jews.
Yeah, okay, sige, fine. Wow. Ako mag-vouch para sa iyo nang nag-shot ka talaga.
I know. Oh god. So the first permanent settlement of Jews in the Philippines during the Spanish colonial years began with the arrival of three Levy brothers from Alsace. How do you pronounce this? Alsace, Lorraine?
French ba yan?
Yeah, it is French.
Oh.
Is it Alsace? Alsace, Lorraine.
Alsace.
I'll check the pronunciation later.
Ilalagay ko na lang yung ano. Ilarecord ko na lang kung anong sinabi ni Google Translate. Tapos yun lang ilalagay ko sa recording natin.
Yung parang robot.
Yung parang robot. Alsace Lorraine.
Alsace Lorraine.
Alsace Lorraine.
Alsace Lorraine. So I'm thinking it's Alsace Lorraine. So they were from there, and they were escaping the aftermath of the Franco-Prussian War in 1870. As entrepreneurs, their business ventures over the years included jewelry retail, a general merchandising business, and import trade in gems, pharmaceuticals, and eventually automobiles. Along with them was another notable Jew. God.
Ah, sige.
Gusto kong baguhin yung rule kasi. Napuputol.
Ikaw nagsabi ng rule.
Napuputol yung kwento ko. So,
ano mo, hindi po matalito yung mga listeners para sa...
I know. So, asan na ako? There, nakita ko na. Along with them was another notable Jew from the Alts.
Miss Cracker.
No. So another another from the Alsace region. His name is Leopold Kahn, who became president and general manager of La Estrella del Norte and Levy Hermanos Incorporated. Ang arte ko doon, Hermanos.
Hermanos. Hindi ko na pinansin, so, pero gusto ko na pinansin mo.
So, naging president and general manager siya ng La Estrella de los, del Norte and Levy Hermanos Incorporated.
Gusto ko na ano, La Estrella at saka Levy Hermanos.
Na, okay, fine. Ayusin ko. La Estrella del Norte and Levy Hermanos Incorporated. So he also held positions such as the French Consul General to the Philippines and President of the French Chamber of Commerce. The opening of the Suez Canal in March 1869 provided a more direct trading route between Europe and the Philippines. Kasi mas hindi na sila iikot sa
I think ito yung first time na nakarinig ako ng any French contact sa Philippines.
Yeah, they're French Israeli people.
Oh.
But yeah. Kasi before, di ba, yung trade routes, they would have to go around Africa. And then yeah. The Cape of Good Hope in South Africa before getting into Southeast Asia. Now, yung opening ng Suez Canal in Egypt provided a more direct trading route between Europe and the Philippines. Kasi mas nakakut na yung time nila ng pag-transport ng stuff. Yeah. And allowing businesses to grow and the number of Israeli people in the Philippines to increase.
Okay. Okay.
Can we change the rules?
You know what? Ikaw mag-decide. Kasi ikaw nagsabi ng rules nung sige. Nag-start tayo. So, if gusto mong
sige, baguhin. Since nakikita ko na sa video sa Google Meet na nagre-red na ako. Baguhin natin yung rule. Every time I say Quezon.
Okay. Okay. Ah, sige.
Para hindi naputol yung kwento. Anyway. So, ayun nga. Allowing businesses, it allowed businesses to grow and the number of Jews in the Philippines to increase. The Levy brothers were subsequently. How do you pronounce it?
hindi ko na nga pinansin eh.
Basta, they were joined by Turkish, Syrian, and Egyptian Jews, creating a multi-ethnic Jewish population of about 50 individuals by the end of the Spanish period.
Huh.
It was not until the Spanish-American War at the end of the 19th century when the United States took control of the islands from Spain in 1898,
yes,
that the Jewish community was allowed to officially organize and openly practice Judaism.
Oh, kasi wala na sila under Spanish rule. So, they could be whatever they want na.
Aww,
Jewish people.
So, punta na tayo sa American era.
Yeah, at this time, sino ng president ng Philippines?
Oh, God. I would say Quezon. Or Aguinaldo
when,
pa rin.
And when you say Quezon.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, I said that rule. Oh, my God. I hate you. Pinlano mo to, no? Sinadya mo to. Anyway, when the Philippines became an American colony, American Jewish citizens took advantage of this new frontier. So the arrival of American military forces to the Philippines brought Jewish servicemen who decided to remain in the islands after their military discharge and become permanent residents. Ito pa, Jewish teachers from the United States also arrived from the contingent of Thomasites.
Thomasites?
So, yeah. Yes, most likely sila yung mga teachers who came and taught basketball in the Philippines.
Oh, call back to previous episode.
So yeah, a delegation of volunteer teachers who gave public instruction to Filipino children. In addition to education,
or maybe new markets sa mga teacher ni Antero. Call back to
episode 2
episodes. Yeah, ganito kami magplano.
Anyway, all of history is connected. So yun, in addition to education, new markets for export businesses attracted young Jewish businessmen who set up new shops in the Philippines or extended businesses from the US mainland. There are three important names that appear in the Jewish community around the start of the 20th century. Number one is Emil Bachrach.
Okay.
Yeah, Bachrach. Okay. And the other one is Morton I. Netzorg.
Okay.
And Israel Konigsberg.
Your name so, is Israel?
Yeah, and Israel.
And he's Jewish.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So, see Emil Bachrach. He arrived in Manila in 1901
okay.
and soon built a sizable commercial empire because he is regarded as the first American Jew who permanently settled in the Philippines. The synagogue and cultural hall, which the Bachrach family financed in subsequent decades. How do you pronounce that?
Subsequent.
Subsequent. Maybe subsequent.
Subsequent.
Subsequent. Finance in subsequent decades bore his name. The synagogue is called Temple Emil, the first synagogue in the Philippines. Tapos katabi nun is the Bachrach Hall. And guess where this is located?
Yung first synagogue?
Mm-hmm.
The first. Sige. I'm gonna say nasa Baguio.
Nope.
No? Holo?
Nope. And, okay, I'm gonna say.
Sige, go.
It's in San Andres Street and Taft Avenue, Manila.
Oh! Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think parang former PhilHealth building din siya after that.
Oof.
So, anyway, following World War I, many Jewish refugees arrived from Russia trying to escape discrimination. In 1922, the Jewish community formally organized itself, and in 1924, the Jewish community consecrated the first synagogue in Manila, which is Temple Emil. Joseph Cisner became the caretaker of the temple. Bachrach's economic success allowed him to be a generous philanthropist who supported both Jewish and Christian causes that time. So economic prosperity along with a high level of societal interaction apparently precluded the need for strong Jewish institutions. Theirs was a 19th century lifestyle of the very rich. Although the Jewish families did go to the temple for special occasions, and the existence of an adjacent social hall, which is the Bachrach Hall, it did serve to be a centralized and focused Jewish cultural life. It was still very low-key that time. Even though Temple Emil was built in the 1920s primarily through the generous contributions of the Bachrachs, Bachrachs, Netzorgs, and Frieders. The only services conducted in the temple is on an annual basis were the high holidays, high Jewish holidays.
Ano nag-celebrate ng bar mitzvah?
Yeah, wala. I think they did the bar mitzvahs parang in their own homes, I think.
Okay.
So yun, ito pa. Magse-celebrate lang sila ng mga high holidays like Seder or the Passover. May bibisita pa na rabbi or cantor from Shanghai to officiate the services.
Talaga? How about Hanukkah?
Yun din. So high holiday din yung Hanukkah.
So pupunta pa yung rabbi from Shanghai.
Exactly.
Para lang mapag-celebrate sila ng Hanukkah.
I know. Ano pa ba yung mga ano? Mga high Jewish holidays.
Jewish na celebrations? I know. Na nag-top 2 si Miss Cracker sa All Stars?
Basta alam ko lang Passover, which is Seder. And
Passover?
Hanukkah, which is their Christmas.
Mali daw yun eh. Dapat
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hanukkah.
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 me, a person who's conscious of how things are pronounced.
Hello.
Yeah, Hanukkah. And then Seder, which is Passover. Nasaan ako? So yun, bubisita pa nga yung rabbi or cantor from Shanghai. To officiate the services. So by 1936, the Jewish community in the Philippines had a distinctly cosmopolitan makeup with a total population of about 500 people.
That's so fair.
Yeah. The threat to European Jewry by the Nazi government in the 1930s sparked a renewed Jewish consciousness. The small, decentralized, and secularly-minded Jewish community of Manila took heroic steps to save fellow Jews from sure destruction, only becoming the Jewish conscious in a deep way when the Nazi threat came out of Europe. And there were thousands of Jews desperate need of help.
Oh, okay. No.
So, ito na tayo.
Oh, no.
It was during the era of the Philippine Commonwealth in 1935 to 1946 that...
Which was sino yung leader?
I won't fall for that.
Okay.
So... Nice try, though. It was during the era of the Philippine Commonwealth, during 1935 to 1946, that Jewish refugees from Europe sought a safe haven in Manila. The migration of Jews escaping Europe between 1935 and 1941 was the last major immigration of Jews to the Philippines. The first German Jews to arrive in Manila actually came from the Jewish community in Shanghai.
Oh.
With the nangyari to kasi, Japanese forces occupied Peking, which is Beijing.
Yeah.
That was in 1937 during the Sino-Japanese War. I didn't know if I pronounced it correctly. Is it Sino or Sino? But whatever.
Akala ko war.
Basta yun, it was the war between Japan and China. Also, that was the time when, if you would look into world history, yun yung time na nangyari of the rape of Nanking. Nanking, yeah. So, Japanese forces
invaded
China, and they did a lot of atrocities in Nanking, China. So that was something that's something that Chinese never forgave them for until now. So anyway, so they invaded Beijing in 1937. The 4 million inhabitants of Shanghai were endangered. Ito pa yung nangyari. Germany shifted its alliance from China to Japan. And at that time, the German Jews in Shanghai feared the German German pressure on Japan to adopt Nazi anti-Jewish policies. So, fearing for them as well, the Jewish community in Manila, led by the Frieder Brothers of Cincinnati, organized the Jewish Refugee Committee of Manila, also known as the JRC. Oh, by the way. The Frieder Brothers, they were businessmen. They were American Jewish businessmen from Ohio.
This is going.
Yeah, from Ohio. Tapos, their business is the tobacco industry. So... I forgot their names, and I should remember their names.
Good.
Fuck. Basta yun. Basta two of the brothers. There were five brothers. The Frieder Brothers.
Oh, so magkakapatid sila lahat.
Yes, magkakapatid sila lahat. There were five of them. Basta ang naaalala ko lang, na dalawa sa kanila are named, were named Philip and Morris.
Si yun yung naalala ko lang din eh. Si Lila yung naalala ko lang din. Sa mga
basta,
brothers.
Something, I think it's Martin, something. I don't have my resources right now.
Basta ang but, importante lang sa story is si Philip Chasimore.
Yeah, dalawa sa kanila were named Philip and Morris. And they had a tobacco company. So, alam niyo na kung saan to. Anyway, asan na ako? Ayun. They organized the Jewish Refugee Committee in Manila with the intention of rescuing German members of the Shanghai Jewish community. These Jews had already been deprived of their German citizenship. And the Gestapo presence that was taking root in Japanese areas threatened Jewish existence in Shanghai as well. So when the Sino-Japanese War broke out in 1937, the JRC received a telegram from Shanghai asking for assistance for Shanghai's refugee Jews. With the help of Fang Shan Ho, the Chinese consul in Austria, consul general in Austria, Austrian Jews were able to escape to other countries, including the Philippines. When Adolf Hitler annexed Austria to Germany in 1938, Manila then received 30 German refugee families from Shanghai. So from Austria, which is now occupied by Germany, they escaped to Shanghai, and then from Shanghai, they moved to Manila.
Aww.
So it then started a larger program that would eventually rescue 1,200 refugee Jews from Europe between 1937 and 1941, the largest influx of Jews in Philippine history. Okay, so so part na to, it's important to realize that the mechanics of the refugee rescue plan in Manila involved many different people and agencies in the Philippines, in the United States, and in Germany.
I imagine.
Yeah. Parang ano yung movie na yun? Schindler's List,
yeah. Schindler's
right.
List.
Yeah. Okay. So yun. So the refugee rescue plan ni sige na, I'll say
yes, on.
Ni President Manuel L. Quezon. I'll take a shot.
Feeling ko this is a good time as any to mention. Pwede ba mag-pee break? Ika-cut ko to ha sa editing.
Are you sure? Lalagyan mo lang ng elevator music.
Depende kung gusto ko pa rin siya i-keep sa editing or not.
Okay, sige. So the next part is about
him.
Yeah, President Manuel Luis.
Him.
And well,
shot ka naman na. So, take that shot.
I know.
Habang umiihi ako.
Bakit ako lang? Dapat kasama ka. No.
Okay, fine. Kukuha ako pagka nag-pee break ako.
No, sige, pwede na yan. Pwede na yung mule.
Okay. Pero pwede ba mag-pee break?
But after this shot.
Ah, sige, game.
Because I did say
let the record show, napapanoorin ko muna si Bern na mag-shot before ako umihi.
But I did say President Manuel L. Quezon.
So, yes.
Game.
Okay.
So, it is important to realize that the mechanics of the refugee rescue plan in Manila involved many different people and agencies.
Okay.
Dumigay ang pot.
So it involved many different people and agencies in the Philippines, United States, and in Germany. The refugee rescue plan also had some opponents. In 1938, Emilio Aguinaldo was quoted to hold anti-Semitic beliefs in his opposition to Quezon's plan.
What?
Shut.
Oh, okay. Sige.
So yeah. Excuse me. Sorry. So he opposed the plan to shelter Jews in the Philippines. Also, the president was heavily criticized by his enemies for allegedly allowing communist Jews into the country. Even his political allies also reprimanded him for what he did. One would think that Manuel would have learned his lesson, but less than a year later, he would fight for the entry of 10,000 Jews from Germany and Austria into the Philippines. His opponents quickly exploited this proposal, capitalizing on branding the Jews as communists and schemers who are bent on controlling the world, while stating the enormous logistics that it entailed, which the Philippines may not be able to handle. Kasi at that time, parang they were struggling then. There were a lot of Filipinos in poverty. There were a lot of Filipinos who didn't have land and stuff like that. So, ayun. Some opponents maliciously twisted the issue, saying President Quezon...
Okay. Oh, crap. Okay.
Oh, crap.
Hindi ako nag-make the rules.
Okay. So, ayun. Excuse me. So, ayun. Yung ibang opponents nung plan na yun, they said na Manuel failed to provide land to farmers, pero he was willing to give land to Jewish refugees in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So, but despite all these, Quezon stood his ground, and Alex Frieder, Alex Frieder isa sa mga kapatid ni Philip and Morris.
Yeah, but ano yung sinabi mo before na Alex?
Oh God, Quezon stood his ground. Let's not do a drinking game next time.
Ikaw nagsabi, sumusunod lang ako.
Nakuputol yung kwento. Oh shit. Teka lang.
Fuck. I think ito yung, so far, I think ito yung tipsiest that I was sa lahat ng episodes ng Historianums.
Ito yung pinakalasing. So kung may gusto kayong tanongin kay Brian ngayon, well, hindi nyo na rin matatanong kasi recording lang to.
Okay. So, despite all these opposition, Manuel Luis,
yes,
stood his ground. So, si Alex Frieder, yung brother ni Philip and Morris, he revealed how Manuel Luis adamantly fought for the refugees or refugee Jews against all odds. Sabi niya, he assured us that big or little, he raised hell with every one of these persons. Dun sa mga involved, like si Dwight Eisenhower before he became president, si Douglas MacArthur, Paul McNutt. He was the High Commissioner before.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so he raised hell. See Manuel Luis.
Okay.
Okay. But, ayun nga, parang, sabi niya, he made these people ashamed of themselves for being a victim of propaganda intended to further victimize an already persecuted people.
Yeah.
Okay. So, while it...
Yeah.
Well, while it is important to have the cooperation and consent of President Manuel Luis in this in this refugee rescue plan, all issues of Philippine foreign affairs was still totally in the hands of the United States State Department, and would be until the Philippines was granted independence in 1946. Nagbablur na yung binabasa ko.
Oh, so okay. So even if si Quezon nag-say yes dito sa mga refugees, that mm-hmm. would still be up to the US.
Yep.
If ipapapasok sila, right?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
He wanted it so bad. He fought for it.
Who? Like who?
Si Manuel Luis. I'm not that drunk. Pero yeah, sinabi niya yon na parang gusto niya talaga, nilalaban niya yon. I've seen some pictures of Manuel Luis discussing with Paul McNutt, discussing with Douglas MacArthur and stuff, and you can see there that he was very passionate about this mm-hmm. thing. Kasi he could sabi nga nung isang historian si Sharon Del Mondo na Manuel Luis could relate so much kasi we've been discriminated so much under Spanish rule.
Yeah.
And he knows how the Jewish people feel.
Yeah.
Right now, that they're being discriminated and they're being persecuted under Hitler. So, yun. So,
God.
Ayun. What is unique to the rescue of refugee Jews in the Philippines is that the Jewish community in Manila was granted authority by High Commissioner Paul McNutt. who he himself I know it's funny, but
sorry, bigyan ako yung sarili ko na mag-comment pero
but Paul oy, kapangalan mo siya.
Excuse me.
But siya mismo, si Paul McNutt, he's American Jewish himself.
Oh, okay. So McNutt is a Jewish.
Yeah, he's a Jew, American Jew, kaya iba yung investment niya sa situation na to.
Ni McNutt.
Ah, ni McNutt. And so
I'm 26 years old.
Ang haba na to, mag 1 hour na tayo, but anyway.
I know.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So yun nga. Yung Jewish community in Manila, it was granted authority by High Commissioner Paul McNutt and Philippine President Manuel Luis to operate a selection committee to choose those who would be granted visas by the U.S. State Department. Kasi,
okay.
Parang, that time, parang, hindi pa totally independent yung Philippines. So,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Any immigration related thing would be,
dadan pa rin sa U.S.
So, ayun. By an application and review process, Jewish refugees in Germany and Austria obtained visas for immigration from U.S. consular officers who had been instructed by the U.S. State Department to issue visas based on recommendations from the JRC, or the Jewish rescue committee. Am I right? Basta yan, JRC. In Manila. actually, at first, it was successful. Successful siya. Mm-hmm. It led to a larger resettlement rescue plan. Yung first part na yan. It led to a larger plan. It focused on the island of Mindanao as...
Oh.
Yeah, it was meant to be a destination for
the Jews.
Yeah, Jewish people. The plan...
Diba ironic? Is that ironic? Or parang counterproductive? Na ipagsit... hindi, joke. I don't want to be prejudiced. Sige, tuloy mo na yung kwento, may ako na magsalita.
But okay. Jews and Muslims are both Semitic people.
Yeah.
Or Semitic religions, I think. Judaism and Islam are both
Islam. Yeah, Islam.
Yeah, are both Semitic. Because yeah. Basta yun. Basta yun. So Mindanao sila balak i
territory nito ng goddess tong kanisa. Abort, abort, abort.
Well, so Mindanao sila balak i-resettle ni Manuel yeah. Luis. So, see, I'm not that drunk.
No, I'm not saying anything.
But I am. Anyway. Nasaan ako? Anyway, the first part is successful, yung rescue plan.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, for the refugees who managed to settle in the Philippines, the JRC organized committees to aid in finding employment and new homes for them in Manila at first. Though relatively modest in numbers when compared to the number of refugees worldwide, the newly arrived refugees nearly overwhelmed the small Jewish community of Manila, which, as I said earlier, was like around 500 people, diba?
Yeah.
So the number of Jewish people in Manila multiplied its numbers relatively overnight.
Okay.
The Philippines would have accepted more refugee Jews if not for the Japanese invasion of the Philippines in 1941. Yeah. President Manuel Luis was was able to provide visas for 10,000 German and Austrian Jews that time. But out of that number, some roughly around 1,200 made it to the Philippines. I was reading an article earlier. It was by Burr Kotlerman of Bar Ilan University in Israel. The article was titled "Philippine Visas for Jews from the Perspective of the Unanswered Letters of 1939 to President Quezon." And I think I mentioned this to you off air. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm sad. I'm sad.
I don't want to tell it because honestly, when I told you about this off air, I was this close to crying.
When I heard it, when I read it, nung sinabi mo, I was that close to crying then. Kasi ang sad. It's sad. And it's,
I know.
It's not something exclusive na mababasa mo that happened in the Philippines. It happened everywhere nung time na yun.
It did. And, sige. I'll
Are you gonna cry? Is this episode gonna end in you crying?
Hello, Sige, I'll kwento one.
Yeah, go.
Pero,
it's important for them to hear.
It is, but basta yun. So yung article na yun. Mm-hmm. Let me tell the background,
yeah,
or at least the summary of the article. Basta it was made by an Israeli student, most likely, na parang how this plan by Manuel Quezon.
Debo. Okay.
Shut.
I have mine, so.
Anyway, but yeah, this plan by Manuel Luis.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry. Oh my god. Okay, basta. The article itself, which is titled Philippine Visas for Jews from the Perspective of the Unanswered Letters of 1939 to President Quezon. Naglagay siya doon ng letters who were sent, or like application letters that time, who were sent by German Jews to President Quezon that time. Kasi, yun nga, nalaman nila na the Philippines opened its doors
for refugees.
For refugees, for Jewish refugees from Germany. So, especially that time that Hitler was persecuting Jews in Germany, or in areas that they occupied. So, nag-send sila ng letter kay Manuel Luis para, you know, to apply to be
move to the Philippines.
Yeah, to move to the Philippines or to be transferred to the Philippines kasi they're fearing for their lives.
Yeah.
They were super scared. Merong more than 20 letters that were found sa Rear Books and Manuscripts Department ng National Library of the Philippines. So, yung isang letter dun, it was from Martin Further from Breslau, Germany, or ngayon is Wrocław, Poland. Si Martin, he was a simple shoemaker. Tapos, he sent the letter of application to the president of the Philippines. And yeah, it was dated April 3rd, or 3rd of April, 1939. Nag-request siya kay Manuel na makapunta sa Pilipinas. Tapos, apat sila sa family. Sila mag-asawa, tapos he has two daughters. And he offered his services as a shoemaker. He said na he's also an experienced tile layer. Ganyan. Tapos yung wife niya, sabi niya, is an experienced housewife, also works in cosmetics. Tapos sabi niya, yung oldest daughter niya, who was 16 that time, was also trained in housework. So, sabi niya, as with any other Jews in Germany, na they're okay with any job that they could get or they could have in the Philippines, just as long as makaalis sila sa Germany or German-occupied territories that time. So yun, they just need to leave Germany as soon as possible. The thing is, yung 20 letters or more than 20 letters na to, it remained unanswered. Hindi nasagot yung letter. Tapos, eto, yung further family, in November 25, 1939, they were deported from their home in Breslau, and they were taken to Kaunas, Lithuania that time. And in that city, or in Kaunas, Lithuania, there was a concentration camp for the Jews. 4 days later, so November 25, November 29, they were all executed or murdered. Sa Kaunas 9th, 4th concentration camp. Ito yung sinasabi ko kanina na I'm so sorry. Putang inang sakit.
I know. Kasi kinito mo to sa akin kanina pero ang sakit pa rin maninig.
Sobrang sakit
na. Second time around. Kasi ang sakit. Kasi alam mo kanina naalala ko. Naalala ko, nananood tayo ng Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Tapos parang seeing those people na yung si Jewish girl na nakatira sa loob ng bahay nila. Tapos parang nakataka siya sa Gestapo and nakataka siya sa Nazis and all. And then parang hearing these people na execute pa rin after everything that happened. It's so sad. It's just so sad.
Sad is such an understatement. Like, yes. sobrang devastating nito. Imagine your family of like simple people who are trying to make a living in Germany, and then
I know
Hitler decides that you're unacceptable and would try to kill you.
Just because you're not ideal size niya.
I know.
Which is why it's hard to talk about.
You're not Aryan enough. You're not superior enough for them. And they would kill you because you're not them.
It's hard. I know.
Anyway, ayun nga. Kasi, alam mo yung feeling na parang there was a country who was willing to accept you, who was willing to take you in. Tapos parang ikaw, as a desperate person or as a desperate human being who's trying to survive, would write a letter to the president of that country who was willing to take you in. Tapos parang it was left unanswered. And then parang for 2 years, parang hindi nasagot yung letter mo. Ang sakit, puta!
It kind of reminds me of that scene sa Sophie's Choice na...
Oh God, Sophie's Choice.
It kind of reminds me of that scene in Sophie's Choice. Pero alam mo yun, it things like this just happened lang talaga in World War II, and we can't really ignore terrible. Nangyari itong mga things sa World War II. So
it was
so
horrible.
Sorry sa families na involved was... na nangyari to.
The horrors of that time.
We can't even imagine kung ano yung nangyari sa kanila at that time.
Anyway. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Sobrang na-affect ako. Parang... It was so much more magnified now that you're drunk.
I know. Pero
this is what's just one of the families na deny or na yung letter hindi na deny eh. More like yung letter nila was left unanswered. And if you're like that family who was Jewish,
living in Germany, isipin kasi ang hirap tapos, na hindi maging empathic towards them. Kasi isipin ko ano yung nangyari sa kanila.
I know. I know, it has to be said. Na parang you're one of those families who were desperate and fearing for your life, and you just want your family to survive. Tapos parang you heard about this country who is opening its doors. Tapos you filed an application. And then sobrang selective ng process or selective ng screening process. And you weren't considered, and sobrang tagal ng consideration sa'yo until that point that your family were just murdered in a concentration camp.
It's hard.
Sakit. Anyway. Ayun. Anyway, after that, ang problema dun was, parang sobrang daming naging hindrance kay Manuel Luis that time. Kasi we were under American rule, and any immigration is still under the United States State Department. So, ang dami niyang hurdles na kailangan pagdaanan that time. And as much as Manuel Luis wanted to save around 30,000 Jews that time, he was only able to get like 1,200 to 1,300 people to the Philippines. So, may isang documentary in the more recent years called Open Doors by Noel Izon. And there were several Holocaust survivors who told their story. Isa dito si Ralph Price, P-R-E-I-S-S. He was a Holocaust survivor who came to the Philippines. Sabi niya sa documentary, "My father applied to the Philippines, but didn't know at all where it was or what it was. All he knew was that it was somewhere in the Pacific. So he looked up his encyclopedia, which was published in 1898. Oh wow, imagine my encyclopedias na noong 1898.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At that time, may mga printing presses na.
Wow. Colliers. But yeah, yun nga, tinignan nung father ni Ralph Price yung Philippines dun sa encyclopedia, which was published in 1898, and he read that this country was a set of 7,000 islands discovered by Magellan, and it's under the Spanish crown. So Spanish was the national language, quote unquote. So naturally, we immediately started studying Spanish.
Aww.
So, yeah, sure, manta. Now, in the Rappler interview in 2017, Israeli ambassador to the Philippines, Effie Ben Matityao, I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly, Matityao. So he praised the Philippines for opening their doors to the Jewish refugees in World War II. Sabi niya, "There you have the biggest moral collapse of those who call themselves enlightened nations. That was a total darkness and collapse. And here you have the little Philippines without any connection to the Jewish people, without any obligation to the Jewish people, because they are not Filipino citizens, out of pure moral conviction, having one of the biggest moral victories." So, yun.
I mean, I would consider that.
I know. By the way, yung rescue plan ni Manuel Luis, aside from having a lot of difficulties in the US and in the local opposition, one other problem that they encountered was the Japanese occupied the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, parang yung plano na yon na na-derail or nagkaroon na ng confusion kasi Japan was allied with Germany that time. So,
medj risky nga yun.
It was risky. And nagkagulo na rin kasi parang there's a whole new problem that time. Tsaka Japan was since allied sila with Germany nung World War II. Parang if you're Jewish or if you're a Jewish citizen or has a Jewish descent nung time na yon, you would be automatically persecuted.
Yeah.
By Japan. Kasi kalaban ng Germany yung Jewish people. Diba? And kakampi mo yung Germany. So, diba? It's interesting to note, pero hindi ko nababanggitin yung details na there were Jewish people, German Jewish people, German and Austrian Jewish people na nung na-occupy ng Japanese forces yung Philippines, they put those Jewish people in camps as well.
But were these like yung same levels ng concentration camps nila before?
Not so much. Pero it's interesting to note that the University of Santo Tomas is...
No! No.
It was.
No.
It is. University of Santo Tomas is one of those camps where they placed those German and Austrian Jewish people in the Philippines. So, kinulong nila doon for some time. It became like a camp for them or a sort of concentration camp. Pero not as worse as the German concentration camps that time.
Is it?
Pero...
Di ba ironic yun? Because Catholic University, USD...
Well, I know, but that time we were occupied by the Japanese, so...
USD.
Anyway.
Fuck.
I know. Kinulong nila dun yung German-Austrian Jewish people. Or I might be wrong, basta they imprisoned Jewish people there. From what I read sources ko, about 6 dozen German or Jewish people died there.
Alam mo,
so
I kept hearing stories na parang naging medical place kung saan tinitreat yung mga wounded at saka like mga close to death na mga people. Pero basta sa USD, sa grandstand, sa field na yon, tapos parang lahat ng mga nandun, like doon nila tinitreat. Tapos, alam yun, parang yun yung mga ghost stories dati na parang, oh, may mga namatay dito. Tapos parang, okay, sige, fuck shit, sige. Sige, bahala. Mag-usap lang kayo, bahala kayo, hindi ako makikinig. And then...
the funny thing is, parang lahat ng school in the Philippines, or lahat ng schools in the Philippines, may ghost stories na either you were a former hospital or you were a former cemetery.
Feeling ko kasi USC yung parang ano eh.
But yeah, I would totally agree with USC since it's the oldest university in the Philippines.
It's the oldest university in the Philippines na so, medyo mababa sa character development. Considering na 400 years na tayo, guys.
Oh my God!
I can say that kasi USC graduate ako eh.
Well, yeah. But anyway, so yun nga. I'm not sure if they included that in your history, pero Japanese forces imprisoned or detained a lot of Jewish people in University of Santo Tomas that time.
In a concentration camp in USD.
It was. And there were like 6 dozen people or Jewish people who died there.
In USD?
Uh-huh. Ilan yung 6 dozen?
That's 12, 24, 36, 48, 60? 60? Joke, that's an... 12, 24, 36, 48, 60 people.
Yeah, more around that time. Pero,
it's not, again,
okay. I know it's not.
Mali kami, pero ito lang yung sasabihin namin na tama. 60 people.
I know it's not as bad as German concentration camps in Europe, but still.
But still, a Catholic university.
I think, to be fair to USD, I don't think they had control that time because we were.
But still.
We were occupied by Japanese forces.
But still.
The good thing about this is some of the Jewish people in Manila were not incarcerated that time.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let me correct myself on this episode. Because the Jewish people who were incarcerated in University of Santo Tomas that time was those who were not German.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jewish but not German.
Yeah, so American.
Okay.
Yeah, kasi parang...
Pero ang weird...
No, kasi...
okay.
Kasi Japan, that time, since allied sila with Germany, when they look at your passport and they see you were German...
They would be like, okay, German to.
Exactly. So like... Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Pero pag hindi ka German, okay, and you go sa concentration camp. But the but Hitler prosecuted... German Nazis pren.
No, the thing is, yung mga Jewish, no, not German Nazis, German Jewish.
I'm sorry, German, German Jewish.
German no, the thing Jewish. Is,
German Jewish.
The thing is, yung mga Jews in Germany, they were persecuted by Hitler and they were rendered stateless. So, okay. Din is parang, ang tawag doon, dinisown sila ng Germany.
Okay.
So, ikaw, for example, you're Japanese and you're allied with Germany and you see in the passport the that German, it says Germany, you're good with it.
So, you'd diba? Be okay.
You'd be okay. Hindi mo naman alam na Jew siya.
Just so...
I know.
Okay, so susundin niyo na kung ano yung sige niyo yung tama.
But yeah.
okay.
nung time na yon sa Philippines, those who were non-German Jews, so say American Jews or Japanese Jews or Israeli Jews or Japanese Jews even. Kasi may Jews were living in Japan that time who transferred or who immigrated
concentration camps
to the Philippines. No, to the Philippines. They parang kasi na nalaman nila yung threat. Tapos nasa Japan sila. And then they learned that Germany allied with Japan. Umalis sila ng Japan.
Pero and they went here. To the Philippines.
Yeah, by way pero of Shanghai.
Pero they didn't know na Japan occupied the Philippines.
They couldn't tell, of course. Diba? So parang nagulat na rin sila. And then, yeah, if you're Japanese Jewish and you were here in the Philippines, sorry. Diba? But yeah. So, there were like 6 dozen Jews who died there. Pero, in all fairness naman sa Jewish community...
Wait,
in
6 dozen is 72. Baka ma-call out tayo. 6 dozen is 72.
I'm bad at math, so I don't know. Basta alam ko marami siya.
Uh-oh.
But in all fairness naman sa Jewish community in Manila, they helped those Jews who were in there. Like sending food, sending clothes, supporting them and stuff. Kasi parang if you're not a German, if you're a German Jew who successfully transferred here in the Philippines, medyo may privilege ka.
Of course.
Yeah, since there are one people, they helped, no man. But anyway, yun ka. Parang naputol yung plan ni Keza. Ah,
shit. It's your... ano?
I said Keza. Wait. As I'm drinking this, I would say na isa yun sa mga naging problems ng plan ni Manuel Luis.
Yes.
Rescue the Jews. Another one is red tape in the government.
Oh my god.
Ah. Okay. Also, nahihirapan din siyang kumilos kasi that time, we were still under the United States government. Right? So, ayun. Anyway, yun na nga. After the war, or World War II, most of the Holocaust survivors who came to the Philippines, they eventually moved back to Israel when the territory was established, and they permanently settled. Now today, there were like more than 8,000 people who were descendants of the 1,200 or 1,300 refugees who escaped to the Philippines. And in honor of the Philippines' heroic act, Israel erected a monument in 2009 titled Open Doors. It honors the Filipinos'
offering. It's Open Doors.
It honors the Filipinos' opening of their door to the Jews at that time when everybody else deliberately closed theirs.
Bitches.
Right. So that's the end of my story.
Okay. Let me just say, fuck everything that happened. Tang ina. we don't condone any form of racial bias or racial discrimination sa podcast na to. Fuck. Let the Jews be the Jews. Let them do whatever they want. That goes to any race, whatever they want to do. Tang ina.
Uh-huh.
2020 na, guys. Please lang.
Especially the black people.
Maybe we'll have an episode about that, but
or maybe.
Oh, you know what? But, can I just add, kasi I had a story about the Philippines in sport last week, right? Mm-hmm. One of the coaches that talked about the Philippines last week in my story said na parang if the US was gonna give up the Philippines as its territory, then wala na makakatulong sa kanila to form a diplomatic and equal government, kasi if we're just gonna leave the Philippines, then yung power would just go to the most powerful land owner at that time. Which they compared to the southern states ng mga landowners at that time during the Civil War. So, medyo kinumpare nila yung situation ng Philippines to the Civil War ng time na yon sa mga southern landowners na merong mga slaves. So, fuck. Guys, just like, what? Be the best person that you can na lang sa history. Fucking... Maybe don't do slavery or don't do racism na lang moving forward.
Just don't be a shitty person.
Oh yeah, yun lang. Don't be a shitty person.
But yeah, But anyway, this concludes my story.
This concludes your one and a half hour story.
I know, but it has to be told. And mas mahaba pa siya, actually.
It has to be.
But yeah, there were some other stuff na I came across, like an article. Yun nga yung sinabi ko kanina, yung article ni what's his name?
Times? New York Times?
No. Some other
something
guy.
Something Times.
Sorry, it's Ber Kotlerman ng Bar Ilan University in Israel. So it was an article.
Okay.
Pero the visas for Jews of the Philippines as told by the perspective of the unanswered letters. And maybe I'll post this on socials as a supplementary reading kasi mahaba siya, and it's a nice perspective for the whole thing kasi parang
yung timeline.
Yeah, no, more are like people would probably think na yeah, Manuel Luis is such a hero for opening the doors. I mean, I'm not discrediting that what he did kasi it was very courageous.
It was
considering na nahihirapan siya kumilos kasi we were still under the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
Pero he fought for it. And the problem there is parang I think the article like in summary na parang sinasabi ng article na sobrang daming Jews na nag-apply for for going to the Philippines that time. Tapos I need to mention din pala na yung program na yon parang initially gusto ni Manuel Luis na at least or more than 30,000 Jews yung masave niya. Oo. Pero since under control siya ng United States government, parang ang sabi ng United States government na ang kukunin lang ng mga Jewish people that time were those who are or who had occupations na parang very beneficial for the country, especially on the sciences like doctors, dentists.
I mean, nurses. We're talking about the same country that tried to did a human zoo.
I know.
Na nag-showcase ng mga na-colonize nila na territories. So, I'm not surprised.
I know. And it was so sad. Pero, parang, si Manuel Luis gusto niya as much as possible or as much people as he can without discrimination for whatever they can do. Tapos, parang, the United States said na parang, kailangan ito lang. I think there are stuff on the internet who could say kung ano yung mga qualified people
or if may listeners.
Yeah, I think you could search or maybe we could post it on socials after like
Errat.
No, not an errata, more like an addendum.
Sa next na episode.
An actual addendum that this time.
Oh, okay. So this time I'm right.
Yeah, like additional reading. Pero yun nga, sobrang daming facets kasi nung kwento na to na there was a movie about this. Cousin's Game.
Oh, ito yung sinabi ko kanina.
Yeah, yung kay Raymond Bagatsing.
Yeah, Cousin's Game.
The thing is, parang it got a bad review in New York Times, but
pero maybe try to watch it pa rin para meron kayong idea of what happened and then research nyo what actually happened.
Yes, it's a good it's a good starting point. Kasi, to be fair naman sa director of the movie, he thought of the whole movie starting with parang yung wife niya yata, or someone he knows na Filipino, na they sang a Jewish song. And he was curious. Parang, how did you know that? Ganyan. Tapos parang, ayun na nga, parang napunta siya dun sa rabbit hole na parang, oh, there was a Jewish-Filipino connection back then.
Oh.
So, ayun nga, na-discover niya na-discover niya Manuel Luis did this effort in World War II to save Jewish people from Europe and stuff like that. And he made a movie out of it. But, yeah, anyway, I haven't watched it. Maybe I would.
Or we could. We could.
Yeah, we could. But, you know, it's a nice starting point. And if you'd like to learn more about it, there was an article by Manuel Luis Quezon III.
Yeah, yes.
About the whole timeline. And we might be posting it on Twitter or on Facebook about it. Para at least may context yung whole story. Pero in all fairness to Manuel Luis, na he tried his best. You hit your mic. With your nose.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
Listen, ka.
thanks for listening. Our socials. You can reach us through our socials. It's at Historinoms on Twitter, at Historinoms on Instagram,
and
it. You could also reach us in Facebook. It's at Historinoms Podcast. And if you want to send us a message, you can send us an email through terahistorinoms@gmail.com. And yeah,
that's it.
Don't be a racist. Fuck Hitler. And see you next time. And Black Lives Matter.
That's right.
And bye.
Again. It has to be underscored, bold, italicized. Oh, all lives matter only until
Black lives matter. Yeah.
So, this is the modern Jewish plight.
And of our generation. So.
Of our generation.
Yeah.
Alright? So, right.
So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
Brain go night, night. Bye, bye. Kanina pa nag night, night yung brain go. So, bye.